All right, so manifestation exercise, how to manifest the ultimate woman, mixture of think about the woman that you want to attract and the neurological levels. So where is she? What's the environment that she hangs out in? What few environments does she go to on a weekly basis? Behavior, what does she say? What does she do? What does she wear? How does she move? How does she treat people? What does she do on a daily, weekly basis? So that's a whole, you can spend half an hour just daydreaming about that. Next level would be habits. So what are the things that she does on a recurring basis in her life? Anything from the same class 3 times a week to, I don't know, something she does in the morning with a cup of tea, or maybe some kind of devotional singing, or the way she irons her clothes on a Sunday night, or whatever it is, or she goes to church and gives 10% of her salary to the poor. What kind of habits might she have in her life? And then the next level up was experiential base. So that's what are the totality of experiences that the ideal woman for me would have had at some point in her life? Maybe she went to India for a year. Maybe she did volunteering in Guatemala. Maybe she did a degree and then a master's and then a PhD. Maybe she, you know, confronted her parents even though it was awkward and processed the traumas. Maybe she ran a marathon. Maybe she was in the corporate world, conquered it, and then quit. Maybe, so there's a lot of things, like thinking about my dream woman, what are some of the core things that maybe she climbed Kilimanjaro, like what are some of the things that she would have done that would impress me and have me feel attracted and someone of my woman's quality would have inside her life experience. And then the next level up is beliefs. What does she believe about herself? What does she believe about men? What does she believe about love? What does she believe about relationship? What does she believe about the world? What does she believe about the future and where things are going? Political might be in here. All of her beliefs. She might have some limiting ones, that a particular kind of limiting belief that touches you in a certain way. But like overall, you know, there's a lot of different people in the UK alone with different belief sets, different value sets. So what would your ideal woman have in her beliefs? Positivity beliefs, like, can you transform your life? Can you change? To what extent? Some people don't believe in that. Some people do. Malleability and openness of mind. Values. What does she value? Where does she spend her free time? Where does she spend her holidays? Where does she spend her money? Where does she never want to spend her money? You know, if there was going to be a political reboot in the country, who would she help first? Who does she give her heart to through compassion, basically? Who does her heart go out to? Identity. You know, how does she see herself? Like, what kind of being is she? What is her, you know, if she really digs beneath the surface, what's on a kind of business card? What's her life's kind of, what position does she occupy in the community? How do her friends see her and how does she want to be seen? And so there's the part of identity where obviously she might get in her way. She has a limited identity, but then there's a more expansive version. Like, what kind of woman does she want to become? And then on top of that, the final level is a transpersonal. So it's like, okay, you know, when she's at her best, when she's totally relaxed, when all survival and lower order needs are taken care of, how does she want to give her love to the world in this lifetime before she dies? What is her transpersonal sense of legacy, purpose? How does she want to give love to people beyond her, basically? And then you just map that out, just brainstorm 20, 30 minutes in each section. You could spend a week on this, you know, and just think, like, on an identity level, values, beliefs, life experience level, transpersonal level, the woman that I would love to be partnered with would have some of these things. And you might be open, you might be open to being impressed, but you create a kind of pyramid. And then you work down, okay, that's the way she would want to give her love transpersonally. And so in order for a woman to do that, this is the identity she would have, the sense of self she would have. These are some of the values. So you revisit now all the different chunks of the pyramid and you go, having been to the top, you work your way down and just see, are there nuances to flesh out? Are there nuances to flesh out values? Anything else come to mind? Is there anything else? Is there anything missing? Beliefs, is there anything else to add? Is there anything else? Is there anything missing? And you just keep brainstorming and see it, what comes. Life experience, habits, kind of daily, weekly, annual behaviors that she does, and just see from the top, now that you know the top of the pyramid, what you want, how does this kind of filter down to her weekly behaviors? And then the final, where we started off from, knowing everything about this woman, from where she's been to what she values, to what she believes, to her sense of self, to her transpersonal kind of calling, where would a woman like this hang out? Where would she spend her time? Daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, vacations, Tuesday night, where does she do her shopping? Where does she work? Favorite coffee shop in town, favorite way of spending, you know, Friday with friends, and so on. And then you've got your whole thing, and just look at it and imagine. And of course you can write all the senses, your favorite smell of a woman, your favorite aspect, favorite physical shape, preferences, you've got all that stuff as well. But this is getting to the root of the being that you want to attract and pair up with, and just get to know it, vibrate. You know, the Amorati ritual, you write your ritual, this is what I want, and I'm just going to contemplate my list, or I'm going to contemplate this profile of a woman that I've drawn for myself, and contemplate it every day and let it enter the heart. Let that enter the heart, so your being is vibrating on the level of like, this kind of woman here, if she... I would just surrender and give the rest of my life in devotion to a woman like that. Boom, 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 boom. Let that infuse your being with a different vibration. So that's the practice. Some good old NLP. Sometimes we drag the NLP out of the old toolkit, give it a dust off. Yeah. Yeah, curious to know how that one feels and works out for you.